the same edition of the Journal of Halacha and Contemporary Society that has a piece on Minhagim, the very next article is by Rabbi Michael Broyd and Rabbi Howard Jachter, and it's about elevators and escalators on Shabbos. Someone asked about using elevators on Shabbos. Using elevators on Shabbos I gotta tell them to improve the binding on these things. Using elevators on Shabbos is really several questions. One question you have is if you go to Eretz Yisrael, sometimes you'll be in a hotel and the elevator will have a tu'udah, that it is a kosher elevator to use on Shabbos. Now there are two different tu'udot that are out there that give hashkacha on Shabbos elevators. What exactly do they accomplish? What are they doing that makes that elevator better or worse for Shabbos use? The other type of situation that you have is, let's say, in Manhattan, where you go to visit someone, you go have a meal at someone's house on a Shabbos, and they live on the 25th floor or something like that. So you ask them, well, how do you get upstairs? They say, well, we go in the elevator, and the guy pushes the button for you. The guy knows in advance. He knows what floor I live on, and I go into the elevator, and he pushes the button. Or he doesn't know what floor, and I tell him to push the button. So is that okay? I mean, those are two totally different things, because that's an elevator that's not really adjusted to be used for the sake of Shabbos. It's just that you're doing an Amir La'akum in order to allow yourself to go to where you want to go. Or possibly just riding an elevator, going in the elevator and getting off at, you know, you're at a hotel, let's say, and there's no Shabbos elevator, but you get in and you get off at the closest floor, and you'll walk the rest of the way. So if you're on the 25th floor and someone else is on the 22nd floor, it's a lot easier to walk from 22 to 25 than it is to walk from the lobby to the 25th floor. So maybe that's okay. Is that permissible? Meaning, is there an issur of forgetting all the Amir La'akum issues of just being in an elevator on Shabbos as the elevator is moving? Now, in order to understand what the issue is, it's important to understand the metzius. The metzius, however, is likely constantly changing, because obviously technology changes and there are new innovations that are made all the time. Nevertheless, the way I understand the metzius, the way Rabbi Broyd and Rabbi Jachter explain the metzius, which, you know, truth be told, this article was written in 1995, could have changed 1,000 times since then, but the way that they explain the metzius is that elevators have a cabin where you go, and then there's a counterweight. There's something through a pulley system. There's something that's a counterweight for the elevator to even out the weight of the elevator. Now, many elevators, the counterweight equals the weight of the empty elevator cabin. The empty elevator cab and the counterweight weigh exactly the same thing. So when you enter the elevator and you want to go up in the elevator, the motor has to produce enough. You should really be pushing it down, right? Because your weight adds to the weight of the cabin. So the motor has to produce more in order to be able to get you up. Going down, you don't need any assistance from the motor, right? Because you're just going down and you're producing the weight on your own. In other elevators, it goes the opposite. The counterweight of the elevator is the weight of the elevator plus however many people it would take to fill up the elevator. So the counterweight actually should be enough to bring the empty elevator up, or anything less than the full elevator up. So when you go in, you're not forcing the motor to do anything, because the counterweight alone is enough to do something. Adrabah, when you're going down, you're forcing the motor to work more to work harder, because when you're going down, you're on the side that's the lighter side of the seesaw, and nevertheless it has to get you down somehow. So the motor has to produce the energy to get you to go down. So is it mutter? Is it also to go into an elevator on Shabbos? This is a machlokas haposkim. Dayan Weiss and Minchas Yitzchak Chel Gimel Simon Samach and Rav Breish and Chalkas Yaakov Chel Gimel Simon Kuf Lamed Zayin both hold that it's usher to ride an elevator on Shabbos, just to be in an elevator on Shabbos, even if someone else is pushing the button. They both hold that it's usher to ride an elevator on Shabbos. Why? So Dayan Weiss explains that the weight that you're putting on the elevator car causes the motor to work harder, and therefore the motor draws more current, more electrical current, and it is therefore to use any such elevator. Rav Breish says a different part. He says, Uvda Dechol. It's to be riding in an elevator. Who rides in an elevator on Shabbos? Now, Rav Breish's argument is a harder one to argue with, just because it's uvda d'chol, such a slippery concept, it's such a difficult concept to clearly define, that what he says it is uvda d'chol, I could say it's not uvda d'chol. I can't really, you know, argue logically on it, because uvda d'chol is not something that is very easily defined at all, other than to say the Chazon Ish writes that uvda d'chol is something that's up to the gedolim of each generation to determine and to define exactly what it means. For Breish has determined that an elevator is uvda d'chol, many other the post can determine that it's not of the Tuchel. So it's not really something that you could really have a very thorough argument about. Rav Weiss, the Dayan Weiss, that there's a lot more room to argue. Rabbi Broid and Rabbi Jachter point out that it seems that Rabbi Weiss's metzius is incorrect, that his assumption that there's increased electrical activity when you go up really depends on what type of elevator you're in. Like we just said before, if the counterweight is equal to the weight of the cab plus 40%, meaning plus the weight of the however many people would fill up the elevator, the presence of the person in the elevator draws less rather than more current when it goes up, right? So it would be the exact opposite of his metzius. But nevertheless, Dayan Weiss and Rav Breish are both machmir. Rav Henkin, Zichrono Livracha, not the Rabbi Henkin who's alive now, living in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda Henkin, Rabbi Yehuda Herzl Henkin, not him, his grandfather, Rav Yosef Henkin, who is the Posek Ador in America before Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Kol Kisvei Hagon Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin was a very well respected Posek. My brother has a copy of Rav Moshe Feinstein's copy of the Kol Kisvei Rav Henkin. Apparently Rav Moshe also read it. He was well versed in Rav Henkin's tshuvas. So anyway, Rav Henkin writes in his tshuvas that you can ride an elevator, that it's mutter to ride an elevator on Shabbos. The elevator is doing the work, the passenger is not doing anything, you're just standing there. And the weight of the person doesn't constitute any sort of isser whatsoever. In fact, Rav Unterman writes that he remembers that he's seen great Torah scholars who've taken a ride in an elevator when there's a guy who pushes the button for them and they have no problem with it. Rav Unterman even goes so far as to say, to share the following experience. He says that he was there one Shabbos discussing something with the Chafetz Chaim, and they were discussing some communal issues, and the Chafetz Chaim needed something to be brought to him. So the Chafetz Chaim asked one of the other rabbanim that was there to get the item, and that rabbi went on an elevator to go get the item that the Chafetz Chaim needed, and they just had a guy push the buttons for him. And no one who was there, including the Chafetz Chaim, criticized the guy for getting a guy to push the button and for riding on the elevator. So he says, I don't know if you can be medayek a psak of the Chafetz Chaim, but at least he saw that the Chafetz Chaim didn't make a macha on it, on riding in an elevator. Aside from that, there is the Rav Halperin, who runs the Machon for Technology and Halacha in Eretz Yisrael. So he, Rav Halperin, writes that that when it comes to an elevator, the you have a lot of unintended side effects by riding an elevator, such as that from which you get no benefit whatsoever. I mean, the increase in current only affects the speed of the elevator. So he says that's a psikration d'lanichale. The fact that the elevator goes a little more current, a little less current, he says that's just that just affects how fast the elevator is going to go, and that's going to be a psikration d'lanichale. It's a hard argument to make. The speed of the elevator is low nichalei. Why does it increase or decrease the speed of the elevator? Because there is assumed to be an optimum speed for an elevator that makes it a most comfortable ride. And if it goes too fast, it's going to make me nauseous. And if it goes too slow, it's going to be annoying. So it's hard to say that if there's an increase in current that makes the elevator go faster, that's called psuk rachel v'lonichle. But anyway, that's one of his arguments. He also says that you're allowed to ride on an elevator going up, even though your weight is going to increase the current, because he says the halacha is that if you have an open electrical circuit and you're just putting more electricity through an open circuit, there's no such isser on Shabbos. Once the circuit is open and just more electricity is going through it, the isser on Shabbos is to create a new electrical circuit. But to have an open electrical circuit where more electricity flows through, he thinks that's no problem. Now, Rav Halperin thinks that that's only true of going up. Going down, he thinks, he thinks it's going to be a problem. He thinks, as a matter of fact, the elevator motor uses the passenger weight to help in going down, and he thinks, therefore, you're doing too much by being on the elevator because your weight is contributing to the elevator being able to bring you down. That's the sheet of Rav Halpern. Now, a lot of others disagreed with him, and they say, no, when you're riding on a descending elevator, your weight might play a role in the elevator, but it's not a role that matters in the halacha, because it's only a grumma, amongst other arguments. I mean, what are you really doing? You're just standing there, the elevator is what's doing all the work. It's like having someone else do everything else. You're just standing there. There's an additional factor when it comes to elevators, and that is the weighing mechanisms, that a lot of elevators have an electronic device that weighs the elevator so that it could determine, so the elevator can determine the weight of the passengers to optimize the speed of the motor and make sure that the elevator works as best possible. Now, the weighing mechanism is a different circuit. That's completing a different circuit that sometimes could be completing a different circuit. Sometimes it's just an increase in current through an existing circuit. You have no way of knowing unless you do significant research in asking the company and finding out, which is not always so easy to do. So it could be that even if there is a weighing mechanism in the elevator, it's a suffix psik resha. That if there is a weighing mechanism that opens a circuit, going into it is a psik resha. That's true, but it's a suffix psik resha. You're not sure if the weighing mechanism is going to is one that opens a circuit. You're not sure if it even exists, and even if it does exist, whether it opens a new circuit or it just allows more electricity to flow through an existing circuit. You also have the argument that it's misasik, that when you're being weighed, you're completely unaware of the fact that you're being weighed. You're just going in an elevator. You're not even cognizant of the fact that you're being weighed. So you could argue that that's misasik as well. So there are numerous stadim lakula. Now, nevertheless, most poskim suggest if it's at all within your control not to ride an elevator. Now, what's the difference between a Shabbos elevator and Stam having a guy push the button for you? So again, by a Shabbos elevator, what they'll do is they'll shut off the weighing mechanism. So you won't have that issue of creating a circuit. All the lights and all the extra things that might happen when you're going down, that's not going to exist anymore. They'll shut off those lights, so you won't see the lights. So it's not going to be a problem of opening those circuits. And it's just going to be the issue of a different flow of electricity, of an already existing circuit of electricity. So it helps to make it a lot better when it's a Shabbos elevator with a Tuda rather than just a regular elevator that you happen to be riding. Now, there are Tzadim Lekula, obviously, as we've described. If everything is just Misasik and it's Grumma and you're not really doing anything and a guy is doing it for you, so you're not considered doing anything and the only one that's doing something is the guy that's pushing the button and he's only doing it the Rabban and it's a Shlus, the Shlus, and it's Sorach Gadol. So there is plenty of room to be made. Nevertheless, all the poskim that I've seen that discuss the topic, even Rav Vadia and Rav Shlomo Zalman, they all suggest don't do it L'Chadchila. Don't ride on an elevator L'Chadchila. If even with the Shabbos certification, it should only be used by people who really need it, by people who really elderly, ill, whatever reason, people who really need an elevator. But it's best not to be used just stam to because you're too lazy to walk up a couple of flights of stairs. It should at least only be when it's a tzarech gadol. Okay, that's the very short story on elevators.